Morning, everyone. We're here from St. Matt's. And I'll just get out the building side of things quickly. We had, as you all know, we've had spates of lead being pinched and so on and so forth. But that's all been fixed now. And we've had water dribbling on the precious bells in the loft there. But we're now replacing the lead on top of that roof. And that's going to be starting in a week or so's time. So that's all the building stuff out of the way. We've had a quinquennial done. That looks pretty okay. A few bits and pieces here and there, some lead flashing, but we can sort that out. So I think we can take a breather, especially Gareth, dear boy. He can. We haven't got too many expensive bills coming through. We pray. So that's that out of the way. But I just want to read something. I don't know whether any of you guys are reading Life Every Day with Jeff Lucas. Yeah, of course you are. Anybody else? Yes, excellent. Did you pick up with what was happening on Friday? I'll just read it out to you, and I thought that might be relevant for this morning, actually. So God is a strategist. He operates on a long-term plan and is faithful through the journey. And a bit further on, he says, God has plans and purposes for each of our lives. Knowing his direction is not always easy. But we might discover his purpose as we ask him to speak today. And as we look back and consider how he has shaped us and what our talents and what our experience have been to us. His hand of preparation in the past might show us his purpose for today and for tomorrow. I thought that was relevant to say that in what was happening in the church. I think just speaking, you know, personally for a minute, I felt that the church fellowship is getting growing deeper. It's growing more genuine. And that means sometimes our conversations are getting a little bit more, a little bit more closer and personal. And we're now all living with WhatsApp. I guess many of you are. And we're especially in home groups now. Home groups are starting to zap one another on WhatsApp, which means we keep in touch daily with prayer requests. We're going to do this. We're going to do that. Pray for me here. Pray for me there. We've got a job interview to go to. So that's been really a worthwhile additive. We've enjoyed going through Hebrews, and Nick and the team have taken us through Hebrews, which has been an interesting walk through that part of the Bible. And we've been speaking at home group and been able to open it up as well. You're going to have a word in a second, aren't you? We've got some crib sheets here. And of course, we had a special day. Are you going to mention Frieda in a minute?
Yeah,
you're going to mention Frieda. But we are very, very pleased to see Andrew Buttress and his family, Dawn, and everyone there. Give us a wave. Look, they're our new folk. Andrew, really welcome you, as you have. You've all your family have bedded in really well. And as part of that, we're also having men's fellowship with men's breakfast. There might be a few changes coming up in that line as well. But it's an opportunity for lads to get together and pray and also to get in touch with one another's issues over breakfast. And the girls have got their very active Only Girls Allowed. That's working well with everyone in the team here. We've got some exciting events, so that's something that we'd encourage more of you to join as well. 2 minutes? Come on, man.
I think Diz has mentioned most things, but we are going through... We are going through exciting times in the church. In September, we're starting a discipleship course based on Acts. Holy Habits, which will be the subject for our sermons and our home group material. And that will be running right through to July. This fits in with one of the four growing in God aims, to grow in depth, numbers, and also to grow younger. With the growing in God, this is also getting more involved with Inspiring Ipswich, which I'm sure you will hear a lot about over the next coming months. The deanery plan for the next 7 years is... The targets are to have 5% of the population exploring faith, 10% impacted by community engagement, 1,550 new disciples. This is very exciting, and we do encourage you all to get involved in the coming months. I'd just like to mention Messy Church. This again is We're very encouraged by the mums, dads, carers, grandparents who come, and we have a lot of children and family coming on a regular basis. And good conversations we have with them as well. And we just ask for prayer that our numbers will grow and we'll have new families coming in. And our next one is Messy Harvest coming up in September. And we had a fantastic time for Frieda's 100th birthday party over in the Fletcher Centre. It was very hot, but we all had a lovely time, and I'm sure Frieda did as well. Well, I know Frieda did as well. I think that's about it.